This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Another thing going on in the city this weekend, or really, you know, for the Subway series, the World Trade Center is going to host a free watch party. So if you can't get up to the Bronx, if you don't want to spend $175 plus on a ticket, you know, the Oculus down there outside, they'll have a screen showing the games, and I'm sure there'll be a lot of fans downtown. Keith McPherson on the Fan. Let's take these calls. I have a guest coming up in about 10 minutes. So, I mean, I got a full rack of calls. I'll get as many in as I can. But after I talk to my guest from like 8:15 to 8:30. It's Joe Vardon, who covers the NBA for The Athletic. You know, we'll get back to the phone so that we could hear from you. I'm not on until after the Mets and Yankees play. I'm not on until after game six tomorrow night. So let's get back to it. Steve is in Pinebrook, New Jersey. What's up, Steve?
Hey, Keith. First of all, I mean, Josh Hart is going to be the X factor for the Knicks. I think everyone knows that his ability to make or miss shots will probably determine the outcome of game six. But besides that, I want to talk about what if Yankee fans just decided not to acknowledge, you know, Soto's at bat, Soto being in right field, and just...
Then the Mets fans would take over the building. It would sound like Citi Field.
I mean, what do you think the realistic ratio would be of Yankee to Mets fans? I'm hoping it'll be at least 3 or 4 to 1.
Yeah, there's just no way, and I've talked through it, and people have said, be quiet, don't acknowledge. Tiki Barber's been saying, turn your back. I'm like, I never turn my back to the field. Like, it's just not a thing. It's just not something that you could get people to do. We're not all listening to WFAN. We're not all coming together. Like, individuals are going to react how they want to react. Wouldn't it be something if we could stage Yankee Stadium to all turn their backs and be silent? That would be something out of an actual movie. In reality, that can't happen.
Right, because you're feeding into the guy's ego if you boo him, and I think he'll probably feed off of that. I think, you know, the most impactful, you know, sound would be nothing. And, you know, that's my take. Like you said, not everyone listens to WFAN, and it'll be hard to really prevent people from doing them.
It's just not possible. It's an outdoor stadium. Thanks for the call, Steve. Like, people are drunk. People are also mad. People are also crazy. Some people just in there clapping and getting ready for a baseball game anyway. You can't feed into Juan Soto's ego. His ego is the size of the apple they raise in Citi Field. The guy said there's going to be 50,000 fans versus one. When he talked to John Heyman, he said there's going to be 50,000 fans versus one. It made me laugh because I'm like, there wasn't even 50,000 fans at the World Series, Juan. What are you talking about, bro? What are you talking about? Like, I think you're a little confused and like, Mendoza gave him the day off and today, like, here's a mental health day and a rest day because Carlos Mendoza knows stadium's going to be wild. It's going to be crazy, but, like, it's all in good fun, man. Like, nobody's going to throw anything at him. Nobody's going to hurt him. He's going to get booed. He might hear F. Juan Soto. So what? It creates an environment and an atmosphere, and there is no environment where fans are quiet in there. Like, I cannot wait for tomorrow so we can stop the nonsense about, like, what we should do. I'm telling you guys what's going to happen. I've been telling you guys for months what's going to happen. I've been to enough games. I've been to enough games where there are, you know, Boston Red Sox or the Astros are probably the best example, right? Like, the, you know, the fans that chanted cheater, cheater, that's such a low-level chant as well. But, like, there is no silent treatment. There is no turning your back. And it all feeds into his ego. He's the highest paid player in the sport. He has the biggest ego in the sport. Boo his ass. It's okay. Bart is in New Brunswick. Bart, you're up next.
Morning, sir.
How's it going?
I'm good. I'm just curious. Like, I haven't heard anybody address this, that if, with Hal's payroll constraints, if Soto did come back to the Yankees, who's not there that they brought in?
Probably don't have Max Fried. Probably don't have Cody Bellinger. Probably don't have Paul Goldschmidt. Probably don't have Devin Williams. Maybe not even Fernando Cruz. It would be pretty bare bones. They would have had a complete different strategy of how to fill out the roster. And you know what? I'll say this. You just made me think of something. Thanks for the call, Bart. Juan Soto, if Juan Soto performed with the Yankees the way he performed with the Mets, like he just came off an 0-for-11, his ass would have been getting booed in Yankee Stadium in pinstripes. When Judge turned down the contract in 2022 to start the season, fans booed him. They told him you should have taken the money. They couldn't have been more wrong. Fans are fanatical, irrational. Fans are going to fan. So what would the Yankees have done? That's why I said it worked out for everyone. The Yankees had more holes in the lineup and in the rotation and in the roster than just Juan Soto. Judge moving back to right, this outfield has been much improved. We didn't know what Trent Grisham was going to be. It all worked out for both sides. It's all right. And his production that many people were saying, oh, Goldie and Belly are going to have to replace his production, it has been replaced by just Goldie. It has been replaced by just Trent Grisham. It has been replaced by just Ben Rice. Put them all together, the Yankees are better. In the Bronx, let's go to Rashad next on the Fan. What's up, Shot?
Hey, well, good evening, good evening. So before I get to my next point, I do want to say something about the Subway Series. Because I noticed that Clay Holmes won't be starting this weekend. It's going to be Miguel, Peterson, and Cannon. It's going to be the three starters for the Mets. So if Holmes were to start this weekend, will he have gotten booed? Now, this is Juan Soto, obviously. But we got like booed somewhat if him starting.
He might have caught some stray boos, but you know what? We didn't want Clay Holmes. We were happy to see him go. He was terrible. He was getting booed as a Yankee last year. He was coming out of the pen, and people were like, again?
Yeah, and the funny thing is, because Clay Holmes, he's looking like, I want to say a Cy Young caliber pitcher, but he's looking like a very good starter.
If we would have turned him into a starter, we could use him in this rotation, but we wanted him gone, and the Yankees weren't thinking about that. Props to the Mets. They had the foresight to say, hey, this guy's got some stuff. We can put him in the pitching lab and turn him into an ace. He's been great.
Yeah, I don't know what the Mets got in that pitching lab, because it seems like any pitcher they get off the street becomes a legit pitcher. Like Griffin Cannon, I don't know how they made him
No one knows. We laughed. I was on air. When they signed Griffin Cannon, I forget what other pitchers were on the free agent market, but we laugh. Like, why does David Stearns do this? Like, who was looking at Griffin Canning for $4.6 million?
Yeah, but he looked like a legit starter. Now to my next point. So, I believe the Knicks get it done tomorrow, because the Celtics, let's be honest, that was the best game they probably played all season and all playoffs. That was the best game on both sides of the ball they played. And I believe they gave it everything they had left in the tank to win that game last night. And the Knicks will catch them. Maybe they might not have that energy tomorrow.
I doubt it. I highly doubt that they will be able to carry the emotion that they had on their home floor, doing it for their fallen teammate in front of their fans, and the pride of, hey, we're the Boston Celtics. Look up there at all the banners. We're not losing on this floor tonight. Thanks for the call. Yeah, Clay Holmes is not somebody that will draw the ire of a Juan Soto either, because of his contract. Like, it wasn't a lot of money. Like, it's a way different thing. I was trying to think of, like, I saw somebody, I think, you know, MLB Elite on Instagram. They put out the clip of Juan Soto, or not Juan Soto, Robinson Cano's first game back with the Mariners. And a lot of us, myself included, wanted Robinson Cano to come back. But, like, it's so different. He's coming back with the Mariners. He didn't stay in town. He eventually became a Met. But, like, you know, they posted and they're like, oh, this is what the boos are going to sound like for Juan Soto. I'm like, no, they're not. They're going to be much louder. There's going to be much more vitriol and much more just, like, emotion than, you know, Robinson Cano, who was homegrown, who did win a championship and then went and took the money. And that's another thing I think is funny, too. Met fans trying to tell the Yankee fan, why do y'all care? He was only with y'all for 1 year. Okay. Okay. You're about to see how people react to a Yankee, a former Yankee, going to the Mets and basically telling Yankee fans that everything that they were brought up on, everything that they believe about the Yankees versus the Mets is not true. I got to take a break. We'll get back to it. If you're on hold, stay on hold. Coming up next is Joe Vardon, who covers the NBA for The Athletic. We're going to talk hoops. Keith McPherson on the Fan, BRB. We got good news and bad news. You want the good news first? Of course you do. Good news is it's wide open for calls again, 888-808-1019. Bad news is we couldn't get my guest on the line, but that's okay. I'll just have the conversation with myself, and maybe you'll join in. Keith in Franklin Square, you were smart, because I always say if you're on hold, stay on hold. You're going to be the first up. So I was going to talk to Joe Vardon, who talks about NBA basketball and writes about NBA basketball, about just the playoffs in itself and where we are. There's a lot of people that want to say that the Knicks now are America's team, and I don't feel that way because I watch a lot of this stuff, and I'm like, man, they are always hating on the Knicks, so much so that they will not get off the Celtics. There's still a lot of pundits that think that this is going to be a 7-game series, and that if the Celtics can win tomorrow night, they're not going to lose in their building, even without Jason Tatum. Like, I talked to you in my open. I think it was Emmanuel Acho who came up with this whole thing about how Jaylen Brown is a leader, and then, like, KD even responded to him and basically told him to fall back. But, you know, the way I look at the Knicks is, you know, they're, and I even heard this in Loogie's open, and I think Connor might have helped Loogie put this together. You know, was it Reggie Miller saying, like, the Knicks think they're God's gift to basketball? No, they don't. Was that who it was, Connor?
Yeah, that was Reggie Miller.
Sounded like Reggie Miller's voice. And obviously we know why he's a Knicks hater for obvious reasons. But, like, the Knicks players don't think they're God's gift to basketball. You think Jalen Brunson carries himself like that? An underdog, undersized guy who was overlooked? A guy that took less money? You think he carries himself like that? You think Mikal Bridges carries himself like that? Mikal Bridges is not like that at all. He's a good player, but, like, he doesn't carry himself like he's God's gift to basketball. Who won their team?
They think that they're God's gift to basketball.
No, you think that because you can't handle the fans. And you know what? A lot of times fans and the way that fans talk about their team and the way fans put things out on social media, it gets absorbed as, oh, that's the image of the team. I watched the Knicks in the post game. You can't tell a lot of times whether they won or lost in these series because they're not celebrating anything. Job's not finished. They're not getting ahead of themselves. OG Anunoby doesn't act like he's God's gift to basketball. OG Anunoby makes the most money on the team. He's not pulling up in a fancy outfit. He doesn't have any Kith gear. He doesn't have any designer, Gucci, anything. He's just in a Knicks hoodie and Knicks sweatpants. Like, I think there's just this hate on the Knicks, and I've said this a few times, because people on the outside feel like the Knicks fandom and the Knicks fan base, which is huge because it's New York and they've been here forever, almost as if, like, the Knicks fandom and fan base doesn't match the Knicks history, which it hasn't. But now it's starting to come together. Now the Knicks are looking like they have, you know, a team that the fan base can be so excited about, partying in the streets, rallying around as they're trying to fight their way back to the Eastern Conference Finals and Finals. Okay, my guest is here. Let's go right now to Joe Vardon, who writes for The Athletic, covering the NBA. Joe, are you there?
I am, and I would like to apologize to the wonderful Metropolis, which I will probably be at next week, assuming the Knicks get this done. My son had a like an end of eighth grade thing that ran a little long, but here I am and ready to go.
Understood. Congratulations to your son on whatever the achievement or celebration was. We understand, And I didn't even talk anything bad about you. I didn't talk down on you, but I'm sure some people might have been thinking this is another one of those media members that hates the Knicks. Do you hate the Knicks? Better yet, what was your prediction for this series? What did you have? Celtics in how many games?
Oh my gosh. Well, okay. So I'm lucky insofar as I never said I didn't have to make a prediction like that. Like, luck, the Athletic is kind of not in that business. But oh my goodness, of course I was one of the talking heads. Like, oh yeah, this is a Celtics all the way. I've seen the Knicks play a bunch of times, and I knew their record against the Celtics, Cavs, and Thunder. And, you know, didn't like sort of how the team looked with Cat instead of Julius and DiVincenzo. And yeah, just didn't see this coming. You know, I covered Brunson with Team USA, the year that he went to the World Cup. And Bridges was on that team too, but he was a net at the time. You know, really liked those guys, but just thought Boston would have too much. And what's happened instead is, as everybody knows, you know, Boston's gotten up in some of these games and gotten cute with their offense. And you can't do that against Jalen Brunson. You know, you start jacking up threes and stop moving the ball. You know, you leave the door open, and Jalen is a guy that's going to walk right through it, run right through it. And that's what he did. And, you know, so now they still have two chances left to close this thing out.
Yeah, they didn't look like a good matchup when you were going off of the regular season series. Even the thought of the Knicks not being able to defend the three well and the Celtics shooting threes at an all-time pace, and none of that matters when you get into a series. None of that matters when you get into the playoffs. It's a different energy. And the Knicks were able to steal the first two games of this series almost in identical fashion. Now where we are, it's just crazy that this is all the same series. Tatum goes down. They lose to the Celtics in game five. And we get what looked like the best Celtics effort from start to finish. And so I think there are some Knicks fans that are worried a bit. I still think that the Knicks close them out. I think you got their best shot. I think it was an emotional best shot. But I think it's hard for them to travel back to New York in the Garden away from their building and then, you know, like conjure that up again and rally the troops again when the Knicks know that they're, you know, 48 minutes from advancing to the Eastern Conference Finals, making history, and then sending the city into a frenzy and all those viral videos, like they're going to hit another level. I just think it has to happen in six. And I think that the Knicks are going to leave everything out there. And Brunson, like you mentioned, you know, him fouling out and him waving at the camera. And even in his post game, he had a look about him that he's like, okay, see you in New York.
Yeah. Yeah, he did. And again, you know, Bridges is playing at a different level, I think, than he had reached with the Knicks during the regular season. I have a couple thoughts about this, though, about what's to come. You know, with Porzingis struggling with his illness the way that he is, I think you want, obviously, you know, regardless who's out there, you want to get this done in game six. But specifically, like, let's get Cat going here. You know, I would like to see him really kind of, you know, assert his will on that game. The reason we are where we are is, and you know, any Knicks fan would have to agree with this, is Boston was way up in those first two games, and then just almost inexplicably stopped moving the ball, stopped, you know, dribble, penetrate to create the open three, and just started with the ISO, whether it was Tatum or Brown, and even in game four, right? Even in game four, when Tatum went down and he was playing awesome, before he got hurt, the offense had stalled again. And this is something that the Celtics used to do in 2022, 2021, even in 23. Like, they got away from it with Mazzulla and with the addition of Jrue Holiday, and they won an NBA championship by getting the ball out of Tatum and Brown's hands in the clutch. And what did we see last night? The Celtics ran their offense. They don't have Tatum to sort of like rely on, to look at him, to bail them out. And so they ran their stuff for four quarters. Derek White was awesome. You know, Brown was better. Holiday was more involved. You know, we know what happened with Cornette. So that is my concern for the Knicks, is with Tatum out, and this is not a take about them being better with Tatum out, but they are, for a reason that I don't know, they reverted back to some old habits in this series, and I don't know why. But without Tatum last night, they stayed away from those bad habits. And if they can continue that, the Knicks do have, like, they're going to have to find an answer. But that is my concern for the Knicks right now.
Sure. We're on the phone right now with Joe Varden from The Athletic, who covers the NBA. I just think it's a matter of, like, you know, in the last game, you didn't get a good performance out of Cat, like you said. And I'm rooting for Cat to have a signature performance, because this is going to be a historic game. People will remember this game forever, the game that sends the Knicks back to the Eastern Conference Finals. Cat had a game against the Detroit Pistons. I think it was game three, which was a signature game that people have forgotten about. Like, Cat hasn't been shooting the three in this series. I'd like to see him in the Garden, light up the Garden. I'll probably sprinkle a couple dollars on him to make, you know, four threes. Like, he's got to find a different gear. And then also, OG Anunoby and Mikal Bridges had a little bit of an off night, and I don't expect that to happen in game six either. So those three guys raising their game, you know what you're going to get out of Brunson. You know what you're going to get out of Hart. And then, you know, last but not least, like, the New York fans and the New York crowd, these ticket prices are in range where, you know, if they drop any more, you know, going towards tomorrow night, like, you're going to get the real fans in there. I just think there's so much energy to get it done. And the last piece for you, you know, if the Celtics have anything going for them to fire them up in the second game, it isn't so much Tatum. I think now you've kind of moved on from that. I think what they'll rally around is the fact that the Celtics are going to blow up this team. Like, this is going to be the last time a lot of those guys play together if they lose tomorrow night in the Garden. Your thoughts?
Yeah. I mean, obviously the Tatum injury really complicates the other decisions that they have. Like, I think Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown are going to be on this team for a long time. And I think I would probably include Derek White in that group. And then, you know, you can talk about, like, Pritchard and those guys. But when you look at Porzingis, you know, it's funny, they won a title with him, but he's had this injury last year and then the illness this year. And then with Tatum going to be out for a year, like, you look at that. And then Drew, you know, Drew was the other piece. Like, the Celtics went to, like, 100 consecutive Eastern Conference Finals or whatever it was, dating all the way back to LeBron in Cleveland, where I still live. You know, and they would always stop there. They didn't have the point guard, you know. Then, you know, the Kyrie era, there were some other missing pieces. But then, like, when they moved on from that and got good again, and you had Tatum and Brown.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Brown handling the ball, that was a problem. So Drew sort of neutralized that. And, you know, he's getting up there in age. And with the, you know, you're looking at a $500 million price tag for this, the roster. I think there's going to be some hard decisions there in Boston, certainly exacerbated by missing Tatum for the next year.
Now, I want to ask you, because you know, I did look at some of your articles and you did mention, you know, being in Cleveland and, you know, They kind of came out of nowhere this year. Them being the number one seed, shout out to Kenny Atkinson. I'm a Nets fan. And when the Nets moved on from Kenny Atkinson, I knew it was a bad move. I love Kenny's passion. I thought he was a basketball guy. I thought he could relate to anybody. Anyway, you know, the Cavaliers, they end up just getting hurt. They end up just, you know, not having the bodies, not having the health. And their season comes to an end. But the Pacers, they end up being the beneficiaries back-to-back years of a Knicks team that got hurt and a Cavs team that got hurt. And now they're going to back-to-back Eastern Conference Finals. And they're chilling right now. Their series has been done right now. Do you think that gives them a leg up against the Knicks or the Celtics if need be? I honestly think, in looking at the betting odds, people still think that the Knicks have the best shot. What do you think about the Pacers getting to the finals this year?
I think very highly about the Indiana Pacers. I really do, and I have problems with either team against the Pacers. You know, the Knicks, as you guys all know very well, Tibbs doesn't play many guys. The Pacers, when we talk about them and you hear things like pace, and they play at a really high pace, and you think, oh, that means that they push the ball on offense. No. They play a college style game. They press full court and then they take the ball out of the basket and throw it. They skip past it ahead. And if you miss a shot, then it goes even faster. And they do that all day. And they do that with nine guys, you know. So the Knicks, I mean, you know, there's like those seven guys are as tough as any in the league, but they're going to run the risk of getting run down. And the Celtics, if they somehow come out of this, they're missing Tatum. Porzingis is not right. So how do you keep up? How do you keep up with the Pacers? Like I would like, you know, Robinson for the Knicks to be physical and kind of slow the game down a little bit. Brunson is one of those players that can control the tempo of a game as a point guard. Like the Cavs don't really have that. Like that's not really Donovan's game. But I don't really chalk what happened in this series. I don't chalk it up to injuries, really. Like the Pacers proved to be the better, deeper, tougher team. And so, you know, I mean, obviously, like, it's their job, the odds makers, to watch every game, to know these teams in and out. But there's just a certain level of, I guess I'm just going to, I don't want to call it lack of respect, but the Pacers are underrated. They are. They're really good. They were 40-15 to close the year. Tyrese is playing well. Nemhard is awesome.
You said his name.
Really good.
as soon as you said they're underrated, I'm like, Tyrese Halliburton is somewhere. Like, give me my respect. I'm not overrated.
That's my guy. That's my guy. I mean, he was on the 23 team with Brunson, and then he was on the Olympic team last year. So, you know, I had him for another year. That overrated thing is crazy. He ain't it.
I got respect for him.
He got off to a bad start.
I'll say this. I really hope it is Pacers-Knicks rematch. Obviously, the Pacers are living up to their name with their pace of play, but I think there's some bad blood from last year. We want to run it back. See, and I hope they let his pops come back to the game. And everybody here knows about what Wally Szczerbiak had to say about Tyrese Halliburton. Like, I just want that dynamic again. I want that type of smoke. I want that type of energy in the next round, more so than a Celtics team that, honestly, I don't want to see the Celtics without Jason Tatum. I don't want to see the Celtics in the next round without Jason Tatum, a rematch of last year. Anyway, before I let you go here, and, you know, now we've got the Oklahoma City Nuggets game coming on, but I want to ask you about Julius Randle and the Minnesota Timberwolves, who made the big trade with Randle and DiVincenzo, sending Kat over here, and the Knicks giving those guys up. I've felt like, you know, a couple things I'll say, just throwing flowers at Julius Randle. He mentioned having Kobe as a mentor, Kobe being a girl dad. Julius Randle just had the birth of his first daughter.
during these playoffs. I feel like he went through a lot when he was here. I remember him posting the image of the Knicks putting up Mikal Bridges' 25 Knick jersey next to Josh Hart, next to Jalen Brunson, next to OG, and not having his jersey up. And he's like, hey, I've been playing here for years. This guy hasn't even played one game. So, you know, love and respect to Julius Randle. I think it's a better fit for him in Minnesota. And in a closeout game, he ended up, you know, really balling last night. And he said going into these playoffs, he finally feels like, you know, this is the year and this is the team that he's playing for something. What do you think about Julius Randle and his fit with the Timberwolves? I know Ant-Man and all those guys needed him over there.
I mean, if he, you know, I don't remember what his point total was last night, but I know it was high. Upper 20s, 30s.
He had 29 like points last night.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Okay, so they desperately need that. Like, you know what you're going to get from Ant. You also know the double coverages that you're going to throw at Ant. So you need a second scorer. And Julius has the credentials to do that. He was able to get off against the Warriors last night. You know, and he's going to be there waiting likely for the Thunder. They're very deep. They're tough. You know, Julius has that toughness in him. You know, I mean, like the Thunder, assuming they can get by the Nuggets, like then they will finally have gotten past the second round. There's still going to be a lack of experience there, but the Timberwolves haven't done it either. So yeah, it just all comes down to he is their second most important player. And when you figure on the amount of attention that Edwards is going to get, then Julius becomes their most important guy. So, yeah, if you're a Knick guy, I can see how you're pulling for him until you get Knicks Timberwolves in the finals. Then all bets are off.
We're almost there, Joe. You're the man. Thanks for checking in with us. You know, don't worry about it. We know you had some stuff going on, and maybe we'll talk again if you're coming to New York for Pacers Knicks in the Eastern Conference Finals.
Absolutely. Got the hotel booked. Just waiting for the Knicks to win to book the flight.
Sounds good, man. Enjoy your night. Thanks for the call.
Thanks, man. Yep.
That's Joe Vardon from The Athletic covering the NBA. I mean, he says he's got the hotel booked. Book it. Put it in the books. Take it to the bank. Knicks in six. 888-808-1019. Let's take a break here. When we come back, straight phones, calls. It seems like all the calls now are Knicks, but we do have some Yankees, Mets, Subway Series. We'll do that for at least the next half hour, 40 minutes. And then before we get to 10 o'clock, I do want to give you my take on the Giants schedule and, you know, the first few games. And then also play some audio from Giants GM Joe Shane on The Fan. This is Keith McPherson on The Fan. I'll be right back. Right back at it on The Fan in New York. I'm on until 10, and there's really only two things to talk about. The Knicks and the Subway Series. Knicks in six as we get ready for Madison Square Garden to have a historic game closing out the Boston Celtics. And Juan Soto's return to Yankee Stadium, a three-game set for the first time since 2021. And the Yankees looking to get a win off the Mets in the regular season for the first time since 2023. Yeah, they got swept last year. They didn't win a game. So let's get back into it. 888-808-1019. Harold is in Atlantic City. Harold, you're on The Fan.
Yo, Keith, can you hear me?
Yep, we got you.
Good to talk to you, bro. You're my favorite. Real quick, being an objective Knicks fan, game six to me is game seven, bro. Like, if you look at the numbers, the Knicks have lost to these guys, I don't know how many quarters, but I would say 90% of the quarters played. With or without Tatum, the Knicks have been outplayed.
Yeah, they haven't had a lead for long. They have been outplayed for most of the series, but when it matters the most, the Knicks stole the first two games and they turned it on in game four. They need to turn it on from start to finish. They themselves have said they need to play a full 48 minutes. That's what, you know, Tom Thibodeau was on last night.
Fair enough, but you don't want to go to a game seven in Boston because these guys, with or without Jason Tatum, they're a better team than the Knicks. And I'm a Knicks fan saying this.
So then don't go back to Boston. End it on your home floor tomorrow night.
100%. But what do we do to change the narrative in one game? Like, how do we not go into a game down by 20?
Play defense, hit shots, hope that the officiating is fair, and don't let them get big leads. Like, be the aggressor. Be tougher than them. Be more physical than them. It seemed like they were trying to take it to the Knicks in the last game.
We've been saying that. We've been saying that every time they played us, and every time they played us, they've opened up double-digit leads. What can we do different now?
Play defense and hope that shots don't fall. Play defense and hope that they miss shots. They have in this series. Hope that they don't hit these open threes. Don't give them so many uncontested looks. I think that the Knicks are going to come out with the right energy. They might try to get Cat going early. Brunson, they might have a different plan of attack offensively, and the defense has to be much better. And I think that the Celtics now, yeah, they're getting more into the flow of their offense because it's not Jason Tatum firing the ball as soon as he gets it. It's not Jason Tatum trying to create his own shot. But I wouldn't fear the Boston Celtics as far as, like, you know, they're a better team. I don't think they're a better team without Jason Tatum against the Knicks. Thanks for the call, Harold. 888-808-1019. I understand the pessimism. I understand a little bit of the panic, the uneasiness. But, like, you have your full complement of players. You have elite players. They put this team together to defeat the Celtics. You're one win away from putting them out of the playoffs. You're one win away from actually doing it. There is no tomorrow. There is no next year. They got to get it done, Knicks in six. You don't want to go to Boston. You don't want to go to Game 7. Anything can happen in Game 7. So handle your business in New York with the whole city behind you. I just don't think these guys, they're going to go out there ready to die on the floor. So Ben is in Connecticut, back on the Fan. What's up, Ben?
Hey, how's it going, Keith? So excited to be going to the Subway Series tomorrow night. It's going to be electric. You know, me and my buddies bought the tickets a while back and, you know, circled the date for a long time to, you know, I mean, just for the fun of it, like boo Juan Soto, because, you know, that's the energy right now. What I was kind of wondering from you is, do you think this, and I was there the night, the electric night, when the Knicks, you know, won that game and the stadium was going nuts when they put it on the Jumbotron. Do you think the Subway Series will have a little different kind of vibe starting in, like, the fourth inning or fifth inning once the Knicks game starts tomorrow night, almost like a united, like, Knicks front? What do you think will happen tomorrow night?
Yeah, I talked about it a little last night. I think it could be magical, man. I think, you know, the game will matter that's in front of us because we have great players on both the Mets and the Yankees, first-place teams. They're going to be going at it, but it's a regular season game. And there are Knicks fans that are going to be in there wearing Yankees jerseys, Knicks fans wearing Mets jerseys, and Knicks fans just wearing Knicks gear that maybe couldn't get a right. You know, $600 ticket to Madison Square Garden and instead might have bought their tickets a while ago, had a $100 ticket to Yankee Stadium. You know, I was there the Magic Night you speak of. I had never been in there for a situation like that where, like, the conversation was about the Knicks. Multiple people, myself included, had the game on their phones. We're all conversing about what is going on in Boston. What's going to be magical about this happening tomorrow, if the Knicks handle business and win, or they have a lead or they're doing well, is, like, you're going to see the beef and the rivalry between Mets and Yankees fans kind of disappear like it did in Citi Field last year, which I wasn't there, but I heard Loogie talk about it and I've heard other people talk about it. When the Mikal Bridges trade happened last year, that first game of the Subway Series in Queens, Mets and Yankee fans left the building chanting, "Let's go Knicks," together because they just got the last Infinity Stone, or so they thought.
Exactly. It's kind of funny. Like, you know, we're going with a big group of, like, eight of my buddies from childhood, and six of us are Yankee fans and two of us are Mets fans. But it's kind of funny because we're all talking about how, you know, all of us, all eight of us are going to be wearing backwards Knicks hats with our, you know, Yankees or Mets jerseys on. And it's just,
that's cool.
I think one of the things that's kind of funny about this and, you know, being in sort of a dormant New York era that we're in, maybe the longest time without a championship in the four major sports, is it's kind of special to now all come together and be like, yo, we finally have a chance to make it to the Eastern Conference Finals and maybe even to the finals of the sport. And obviously the Yankees kind of broke at least the drought of making it to the finals last year with the World Series appearance. But, you know, it's been a long time, man, and it's kind of fun in a way that I've never seen the city come together for a team before, where I know you're a Net fan and a big Net fan, and I respect that because it's your team. But, you know, the city has kind of, you know, vibed around this Knicks team in a way that I haven't seen the city so united around a team before.
Yeah, thanks for the call, Ben. It'll never be like this for the Nets. The Nets should have stayed in New Jersey and had their own vibe, like the Devils had their own vibe. a couple Fridays ago when they won that game in double overtime and, you know, fans were in the streets in Newark. What I'll say is, you know, and I was talking to someone just now on Instagram about this, right? For you young guys, Ben, like, I know you're fresh out of college and, like, you know, I think that's cool as hell. You guys are going to go to the game together. Some of you are Mets fans. Some of you are Yankee fans. You're going to wear your baseball jerseys, but wear your Knicks hats. Like, that's a dope picture. That's just a dope sight to see. This is your time. That's why I use the Big Mac line. Tonight is your night, bro. Like, this is you young guys' time. I was talking to someone in my Instagram comments, and they were like, this is what, you know, the late 90s, early 2000s used to be like in New York when the Yankees dynasty was here. And those couple years where the Mets were good and the Knicks were good and the Rangers were good. Like, it just has been a while since New York.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
New York has been on top like this, and it's healthy, it's great for the city, and it's reflective of the city. That's what it is. It's the greatest city in the world. We're tired of having bum-ass teams. It's the Mecca. It's the center of the universe for so many things and so many people. It's good to have the representation for the national audience to see the first-place Mets taking on the first-place Yankees with Juan Soto, Aaron Judge, Francisco Lindor, Pete Alonso, Trent Grisham. And then right down the street is Game 6, the defending champion Celtics facing elimination against this Knicks team that's trying to make history going back to the Eastern Conference Finals for the first time in a long time. 888-808-1019. Rick is in Neptune on the Fan. What's up, Rick?
Hey, Keith. How you doing, man?
Good. How are you?
I'm great. I'm a big fan of the show. First-time caller. You'll never remember this, but I randomly ran into you a couple years ago at the kickoff the summer show at DJ's. I was wearing a Vince Carter jersey, and you were wearing a Vince Carter jersey, and you're like, bro, nice jersey. And I turn around, I'm like, yo, you too, man. And you're like, Keith McPherson. I'm like, I listened to you on the radio, but I didn't know what you looked like, so I didn't know that was you. And I was like, oh, snap, man, that's so cool. But yeah, I just wanted to throw that out there.
No, I remember.
You remember?
It wasn't last year. It was 2 years ago.
It's 2 years ago. That's right. It was 2 years ago. But yeah, man, we share the same fandom for the most part. I'm a Giants fan, but I'm also Yankees, Nets, and Devils. So I always enjoy your takes, like your take on pretty much like the same teams that I root for. But anyway, just to get to my point, I don't agree with that. You know, with the F Juan Soto chance. You know, voice your opinion, boo. But I would like to actually throw this out instead of like saying the F Juan Soto chance. we should, like, do a "We have Grisham" or a "We want Grisham" chant. And, like, you know, maybe that would kind of, like, hurt Juan's ego. He's going to expect all the F Juan Soto chants. But how about we just show our love to somebody else? A guy who was just a throw-in, kind of feels like, in the Juan Soto trade. And right now is having a better season than Juan Soto. And has been an all-star type player in Trent Grisham. So let's just appreciate the guy is killing it. And right now, he's better than Juan Soto. We want Grisham. We have Grisham. One of those two chants. We should get started.
Thanks for the call, Rick. Good meeting you. I remember meeting a lot of people. I meet a ton of people now, and I mean, it's hard to remember everyone, but like that was very specific, and I remember that happening. I came up to you. It's funny because Evan and Tommy called me last night to say somebody was wearing a Marbury jersey, and I didn't understand why they would be wearing a Marbury Nets jersey in there, and then I thought about it. I'm like, Marbury is from Coney Island. He's been at all these Knicks games. So if you have a Marbury Nets jersey and you wear it to TD Garden where it's Knicks versus Celtics, in a way, you're kind of rooting for the Knicks. And then I saw people mocking the jersey. They were like, what a random jersey. I saw someone say, like, must have got that off the racks at TJ Maxx. I'm like, hell no. That's a Mitchell and Ness authentic jersey sewn on. And it's the gray New Jersey Nets jersey. You can't get those. Like, those are like $135 for the swingman. They're like $250 for the authentic. But anyway, we have Grisham. Why would we do that? Why would we chant "We have Grisham"? Will we do that when he's in right field? We have Grisham. Like, we know you have Grisham. I was on the team with Grisham last year. I also was on the team with him in San Diego. I don't think that's going to really hit. I don't think that's going to do anything. I think he'd laugh like, you can't do better than that. Now, bigging up Trent Grisham. Right, when if Trent Grisham is starting in center field and that roll call starts, Trent Grisham, make it loud. Make it as loud as you can. I would love to return the favor from last year when a few clowns decided to root for Juan Soto during Grisham's at bat and chant, "We want Soto." The captain, Aaron Judge, came out and said he didn't like that. It'd be great if, you know, there was a way to return that favor when he's at bat. We want Grisham, but it doesn't work now. He's on the Mets now. People are going to boo. I don't encourage you to chant F Juan Soto, but that's such a low-level thing. It's going to happen. I don't know how much it'll pick up, but be more clever than that. You know, think of some other chants. Think of some stuff that you can yell if you're sitting around the foul pole in right field or in the bleachers in earshot to Juan Soto. Make fun of his mom's sweets, or the fact that people think his mom chose the Mets, or his mom's clothing allowance. I don't know. I'll think of some stuff, and I'll hit you with that when we come back from this break. Keith McPherson on the Fan. It's 9 o'clock. I'm done at 10. Call the show. BRB.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.